Anne of Green Gables. Matthew Cuthbert is an old man, almost 60 years old. He and his sister, Marilla, are living at Green Gables. It is a small farm near the town of Avonlea. Matthew and Marilla don't have a child. They love children, and Matthew wants someone to help him on the farm. So they decide to adopt a boy from an orphanage. On this day, Matthew is wearing his best clothes. He is excited because it is a special day. He drives to the train station and waits for the boy. After a while, the train arrives at the station. Matthew looks carefully, but he can't see a boy coming out of the train. He sees a thin girl with red hair running to him. "Are you Mr. Cuthbert of Green Gables?" the girl asks. Matthew can't reply because the girl continues talking. "I'm very happy to meet you. Thank you very much for adopting me." Matthew doesn't know what to say. He feels sorry for the little girl, and he takes her home. The little girl talks all the way, but Matthew enjoys listening to her. "I don't have any nice dresses, but I sometimes imagine that I'm wearing a beautiful dress. Then I'm happy. Do you imagine things?" "Well, I... not often," replies Matthew. "I'm not talking too much, am I? Please tell me if it bothers you." Matthew smiles at her and says, "You can go on talking. I like listening to you." When they arrive at Green Gables, Marilla comes to the door to greet them. She is smiling and her arms are open. But when she sees the little girl, she suddenly stops. "Matthew, who is this? Where is the boy?" she asks. The child is listening carefully. She starts to cry. "Oh, you don't want me. You want a boy. Now you will send me back." Marilla feels sorry for the girl. "Oh, no," she says, and puts an arm on the girl's shoulders. "What's your name?" The girl stops crying. "You can call me Cordelia," she says. "Is that your name?" "No, it isn't, but it is a very beautiful name. I like to imagine that my name is Cordelia." "My real name, Anne Shirley, is not nice." Marilla shakes her head. "This girl has too much imagination," she thinks. Later that night, Marilla speaks to Matthew. She must go back to the orphanage tomorrow. Matthew coughs a little. "Marilla, don't you think? She's a nice little thing, you know. Are you telling me that you want to keep her?" "Well, she's clever and interesting, and perhaps she needs us. She can help you in the house. I can get a boy from the village to help me on the farm." Marilla thinks for a long time. Finally, she says, "All right, I agree." Matthew smiles. The next morning at breakfast, Marilla and Matthew talk to Anne and tell her their decision. Anne starts to cry. "Why, child, what's the matter?" asks Marilla. "Because I'm so happy. I love it here." "Can I call you Aunt Marilla?" the little girl asks. "We can imagine that you are my mother's sister." Marilla is surprised. "There is no time in this house to imagine things," she says. Anne is quiet for a short time. Then she says, "Do you think I can find a friend here? I always want to have a best friend. Our friends, the Barrys, have a daughter, Diana. She is 11, like you, Marilla says. Diana, what a beautiful name. Her hair isn't red, is it? I hope it isn't. I hate my hair. Red is so ugly. Diana has dark hair, says Marilla. I think you will like each other. Days pass. Every morning, Anne helps Marilla around the house. In the afternoon, she plays with Diana or talks with Matthew about the farm. Soon, she learns the names of every flower, tree, and animal at Green Gables. When school starts in September, Anne and Diana walk to school together. Diana says to Anne, "Today, you'll meet Gilbert Blythe. He's in our class, and he's very handsome." "Oh, boys," says Anne. "I'm not interested in them." The first lesson at the Avonlea school begins. The teacher, Mr. Phillips, talks to every new student and welcomes them. Gilbert sees Anne and wants to talk to her. But Anne doesn't hear Gilbert. She is looking out of the window. She is dreaming of flying in the wind. Gilbert is surprised. Usually girls want to talk him. He reaches over and pulls Anne's hair. "Carrots, carrots," he yells. Anne gets angry. She hits Gilbert in the head with her book. "Never call me carrots again," she yells. Mr. Phillips sees that. "That's no excuse to hit another student," he says. "Anne, go up in front of the class for the entire afternoon." Anne stands in front of the class all afternoon. When the school is over, she goes back to her desk. She picks up all her books and pencils. "What are you doing?" asks Diana. "I'm not coming back to school," answers Anne. "Oh, no, but Anne, we're going to read a new book tomorrow. It is very exciting." Anne doesn't care. She doesn't go to school for 2 days, but she misses Diana very much. The third day, she goes back to school. All the children are happy to see her again. However, Anne does not speak to Gilbert. She is still mad at him. Anne never speaks to Gilbert that year. At last, the school days are over. Anne and her friends are playing by the river. They find an old boat there. Anne has an idea. "Let's imagine that I'm a prisoner, and I'm escaping from prison by boat," she says. "I'll hide in the boat, and the river will carry it down the bridge. You pretend to be my family and wait by the bridge." The other girls agree, so Anne gets on the boat. Then they push the boat into the river. Anne is very excited about being a prisoner. Suddenly, she feels wet. There is water in the bottom of the boat. The boat is sinking slowly. Anne looks around quickly. She sees some trees by the river. She jumps up and catches a branch. She is in trouble. Anne's friends are waiting on the bridge. They see the boat come around the corner and sink. They are afraid because they don't see Anne. The girls run to the village to get help. Anne is hanging by her arms from the tree branch over the river. She is weak and afraid. Suddenly, she hears a familiar voice. "Take my hand." It is Gilbert Blythe. He pulls Anne out of the river to the shore. Anne gets out of the river and turns away. She doesn't talk to Gilbert. Anne, I'm sorry. I really like your hair. And I won't call you carrots again, Gilbert says to her. Anne turns and looks at Gilbert. She smiles. You can only be my second best friend, she says. Diana is the first.